Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I'm eating a huge marshmallow.
I'm staring at a giant cup of pickle juice.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malcolm.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 129. That's 129. We've done 128 of these, and this is our 129th episode of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff.
Howdy.
Steph.
Hello.
Autumn.
Hello.
Autumn Fisher. And joining us this week, filling in for the vacationing Ira fucking Ira Malcolm, Dustin Lawler returns to
you guys.
Welcome, Dustin.
Dustin and Jeff are resident Kevin Smith experts.
Among other things.
Among other things. Yeah, I got a like from him today on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
For my hashtag throwback Thursday.
Yeah, your picture of him.
Yeah, from 2006. It was me and Lucy, the intern.
And a chubby Kevin Smith.
And a chubby Tim Andrews. Because this was 2006. Back in the day. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a good week. Jeff, have you recuperated from the Dead and Company show last Friday?
Yes, I did.
How long did it take?
I was fine the next day. We went down to Sonoya and had dinner at Nick and Norman's with Jamie.
Jamie Self. Yeah, the guy who works down there. He went to the Dead show with us, the Dead and Company show.
Oh, Jamie did?
Mm-hmm. A lot of John Mayer night there.
So we finally got to see him. Didn't you miss him last time or something?
No, he's been with him the last two times I've seen him. So this is
my first time seeing him with John Mayer.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
He did so well that they did an extra song at the end just for him called Johnny Be Good.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I like his new video that he's got out.
I don't know. Is it just him?
Yeah, but it's stupid. He did it purposely stupid. Like, it's, he had one of those companies that shoots bar mitzvah videos.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Shoot his video.
Nice.
So it's just this cheesy, stupid. Yeah.
They're just cheap.
Yeah,
super cheap, yeah.
I got a love-hate thing with him. I don't like his solo music. And those songs from the early 2000s are kind of catchy, you know, they're singles, whatever.
Me and my wife liked it so much, we named our first son's middle name's Mayer.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
him.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you look back on and...
Well, so
yeah. No, he's going to have a long-ass career if he sticks with the Dead and Company, man.
I'm sure he's half their age.
Yeah. I mean, he's a hell of a guitar player.
And he can lay some fucking celebrity bitch pipe.
He's nailed
I think he's about
everybody.
Done with that. You know, or self-professed, he's about done with that.
I think he got through all of them. Who do you... Let's try to see.
No, he had like a mental breakdown during one of his tours, I think like 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, really? Not when he was balls deep in...
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
No.
It was Jennifer Aniston. He fucked her. Then he had...
big boobs. What's
no,
her name?
No particular order.
Jessica.
Jessica who?
Simpson.
Oh, my God. I forgot about her. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Love Two Tits.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Who else?
I know what
her
he did
tiny
last summer.
angelfish face.
Who cares? No one's looking at her face.
The Jessica Simpson thing, that's kind of what made him start flipping out a little bit. Because remember he did...
Probably because one of her tits is smaller than the other.
Well, he did that Playboy interview where he kind of disparaged her a bit. Where he said, like, you know,
did Nick Lachey beat his ass after that?
No, it just he made him look like a douchebag in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? She was like cocaine and something or other. Like she was a dumbass. Like she was just a fuck rag, basically, is what he said.
Nice.
He pretty much said that.
Did he get T-Swift as well?
No.
I thought so.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't that like a brief little
maybe
dalliance?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just been a photo op.
She banged the hell out of a lot of guys. All right, we're done talking about celebrities. Celebrity sex, because we don't want to get off on a tangent about that. So, we went to the Dead and Company show. Our old buddy Nick came down to visit us. It was a fun time. Saw a lot of fans of the show down there, the Von Hassler Doctrine show. Had a couple conversations with them. And then on Sunday, Jeff and I recorded, he recorded what, five or four?
Five.
Five episodes, and I was on two of the Wilder Ride podcast. They are doing, we're allowed to say the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
they're at episode about 60 of the Young Frankenstein so far.
Yeah, so it's the minute-by-minute recap of scene from that movie, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you guys are into Gene Wilder, go ahead and check it out.
When's it going to air?
Ours will air sometime towards the end of July.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to let everybody know.
We'll let everybody know. But it would be good now to go. There's so many episodes.
They're shorter episodes. I mean, some of the ones that we did were long. I hope they edit them down.
Well, they will. They're no more than 10 to 15 minutes apiece. So, I mean, you can. It's that
there's,
kind of
there's
podcast.
There's a couple longer
binge.
Ones, like if there's a really good scene.
Oh, okay.
Like the one that we did after you left.
Yeah.
With the scene with.
You know, the one without you. The one without me. It was so good.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
So, Dustin, what have you been up to?
Working.
Working.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Making more stuff for the Radio Shack
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
my spare time.
Your Photoshop skills are on point, right?
I guess. Everybody seems to like it.
Yeah.
So.
And what'd you bring with you tonight?
At Jeff's bequest, uh-huh. I stopped by and purchased a Sonic pickle juice slushie.
Yeah.
Wow. Disgusting.
Yeah. Now, we're all going to taste this shit. No, you're tasting it.
I'm not tasting it.
Cause everybody's tasting it.
It's well, not dill.
You're going to taste it.
I told
it
him
first.
I would rather
like bread
accept
and butter
the pickle.
Pickle?
Didn't taste what it is.
You're going to taste it before you bitch about it.
I think it is, Autumn. I think it's like bread and butter.
Okay, because it could. I mean, dill is a very strong, not
Autumn, you're tasting it too, even though you're 600 miles away.
Years ago, we had Dana Snyder on the Regular Guys show the same day that somebody had, we were doing these bits where I was called the snack czar. That's what I was.
I remember that.
After the porn czar thing, I was the snack czar. So we tried that for a while. And they were pickle sickles. And they were dill pickle flavored popsicles. Those kinds of like the push pops that you push up through the plastic. And Dana Snyder, we got him doing Master Shake saying, "Give me a pickle sickle."
Nice.
See if I can find that and drop it in. But if you don't hear it, then obviously I didn't find it. So yeah, it took me a couple days to get over that. I'm tired as shit, but I've been.
Did you guys get trashed?
What do you mean trashed?
Like trashed?
You're not nowhere near as trashed as the guy that tried to get into Tim's car after the show.
Yeah. Oh, my
oh
God.
What?
Yeah, big old dirtbag hippie wook.
You're my Uber.
Yeah. I just wanted. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Oh, I just need to sit down and cool off. Not in my car.
Yeah.
Not in my car.
I left that coolness at the seats.
Yeah, that guy. And then there was another dude out there totally fucked up with his kid. His kid couldn't have been more than 12.
Nice.
Poor kid.
He couldn't understand the concept of Uber. I mean, he understood the concept that he needed an Uber because he was so fucked up. But he thought that Uber was going to come into the parking lot and pick him up.
Right.
And no fucking way.
That does not happen.
Everybody trying to get out of the parking lot, they're going to let an Uber come into the parking lot to pick a dude up? No.
They were shooting for that new sitcom, My Dad, My Dude.
Yeah, that. And then in front of us were two chicks, ladies, from LaGrange, who had locked their keys in their car. So they were thinking that the AAA was going to come into the parking lot and help them right away, which is another thing that's not going to happen.
Right.
And so the one girl's phone was dying and they needed to make an emergency call. So I let them charge their phone for a little bit. And then I got tired of the deadbeats and the one guy was walking around selling, what was he selling? Buttons. Some guy was fucked up out of his mind selling buttons.
Because everyone wears buttons nowadays. It's not 1993.
Well, these are the kind you eat.
No, they're kind of coming back. You put them on your
you know that. Mescaline.
Jacket.
I believe he was selling mescaline.
I never got to do it at the end of the show. I never got to do mescaline. Like
I don't want to do it.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, sometimes I don't understand sarcasm, Dustin. So
it's funny. I'm so used to talking on the internet now. I don't understand it either.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Yeah, and I get in so many arguments because
you didn't put / s
right. And that's lulls. And they don't realize that comes with
winky
me anyway.
Winky smiley face.
Yeah, winky smiley face.
JK.
And then that came off of being off for a couple of days. So being back, well, now we had a full week last week, but a full week of radio shows this week, the show that Autumn and I are on called the Von Hessler Doctrine, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WSB.
Why is everybody talking about this podcast you did yesterday that was like the best
podcast?
What are
you talking about?
I don't know. Because
we did the
there's a lot of
impressions.
Buzz around the internet.
Yeah.
Good. We did. Thank you. We did a litany of all of our, I mean, Jared Yamamoto, who is the producer of the Von Hessler Doctrine, fed us. Look, I have to say this because there may be four people that listen to this show that don't know.
Like Stan Lee said, every comic book is someone's first comic book.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good point. Remember that. Somebody write that down because I'm going to name the show that.
Nobody's writing it down.
Type that down because I'm going to forget. Telling Jeff. What?
And he's typing on a computer.
I know.
Well, you just said write that down, but then no one's right. You're like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
We're ready.
So you guys did a medley.
Yeah, we did all of them. And then it
all the hits.
All the hits. And then we went, I think.
And then went through ones people forgot.
Yeah,
oh.
Like, what was it? What's his name? Paul the Skiffle or the Skittle.
People love that voice.
He's a slow British
Skittles.
Kid who sets up Skittles pins, which is bowling, but without all the automation.
It sounds like duck pin bowling.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm not going to do it because it's exclusive to the
Vikings. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eric owns that shit.
Yeah, you got to keep those on a leash.
I like to play Skittles.
I did not realize that Autumn did such a great Maria Bamford until last week.
Yeah, that's exclusive to this.
Jesus Christ! When I listened to the episode last week,
it sounded, you thought Maria Bamford was in the room.
It made me cry that part, and this Benicio.
Keep adding Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
That gets me every week. Every week, I'm just waiting for it. It's like, and Benicio del Toro as.
Let's hear a little Maria Bamford.
Okay, so I went into the store and I just needed a short pant, but I didn't know where they were, so I asked the salesman,
they're right over here, and you know what you could use is a nice pair of slacks.
Do you know the one where she calls her mom and says she's the baby Jesus?
No, I don't really know any of her. Like, I don't know.
You gotta
watch her
Netflix special.
Yeah, my favorite stand-up bit is she's talking about who sings that song. You don't know my name, baby.
Alicia Keys.
She says Alicia Keys is a silly goose because in that song, Alicia Keys, there's that breakdown in the middle, which is like, yeah, I don't normally do this. And she goes, clearly she does it all the time. But you don't
was
know.
She married at one point?
Who?
Maria Bamford?
Yeah, I think she may have been.
She's married now.
She married now.
I feel like in the 90s, I saw her just like on a variety show or something. And she was talking about how she was like shaving her pubes in the shower and her husband walked in and she had to explain what she was doing. I don't know.
Oh,
That stuck with me, I think, because I was probably 10 when I saw
the first time I ever saw her was she was doing that comedy movie. It was a tour movie
with
Brian Posehn and Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
What was that called? Comedians of Comedy or something?
Yeah, Comedians of Comedy. Yeah.
She's the reason I quit stand-up.
Why?
Because she was doing the 1 a.m. at Relapse, and we
wow
just,
really
yeah and
they used to call it the secret show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was probably gonna go on at 2 or something, and she had just been at the Laughing Skull, did 2 or 3 shows that night, and I saw her, and I was already being pretty much like and then I saw her sitting in the floor with this notebook going over her shit that she was gonna go up there and do, and it was 1:40 in the morning, and I thought, fuck that. I don't want to do this. I just can't do it. She looks so tired. And little did I know, she was about to have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, really?
That was right before she went into the hospital.
Man.
I feel like, just like we're going to talk about this later, but with Anthony Bourdain, comedians are the same way. You have to love it so much that you'll do it for nothing and get your ass kicked for so long.
Yeah. Right.
And then maybe never stop getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
I know you got to watch. You got to watch. I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah,
I imagine that's pretty close, especially in that era. Do you watch that show, Dustin?
Yeah, I've watched the 2 episodes.
Of the first season.
The first season.
Yeah.
It gets
better in the second season, if that matters. I mean, it was really good the first season, but the second season
that much
so
better.
Good. Brad Garrett is really good.
Brad it's Garrett,
like a kind of Rodney Dangerfield-esque.
Mm.
Brad character. Garrett is the reason I stayed up with the show, because I find most of the characters to be detestable.
Yeah,
which I think you're supposed to.
That's how they're written. Yeah,
I think my favorite character on the show is probably. Well, I don't hate Ari Gaynor's character. Actually, I don't even remember the names. What's her name on the show, Jeff?
Cassie or something.
Cassie,
like that.
That's right. I like her. And of course, I love Goldie. And Brad Garrett's character has fucking made the show this season. The character I don't like is the one you're not supposed to like. It's the heroin addict who M O O N spells my uncle molested
plot.
Me.
Plot from The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
M-O-O-N. That spells I molested my nephew.
That's who he is. It's not his dad, right? It's his nephew.
Yeah.
I think the characters can be detestable, like,
but likable.
Like on Always Sunny. I mean, you don't like these people.
You're not supposed to like
them. They're hilarious.
That's, they're funny, though.
Yeah. Unlike that show Succession, which I think you would agree, Jeff, as you said, it's a big fucking bore.
Is it still boring?
Yes. Yeah,
I watched
like
the second one. And it's boring.
It's boring as shit. And all the characters.
Kieran Culkin is the only funny part or decent part of the show.
And it's still. In my opinion. But yeah, it's like you're saying, though, Tim, like they're detestable, but. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, I'm sorry. No,
it's Always Sunny. I was just, he came up, have you seen Mac in the news in the last couple of days?
No.
He did a flip. You know how he did the one season where he gained 70 pounds or 90 pounds? He completely went the opposite. Yeah. Now he looks like Beefcake. I mean, he looks like he wanted to.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's got no body fat whatsoever. He looks like Bruce Lee.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got like those extra abs, you know, like down at the bottom, those pelvic.
Must be that crow things. Juice or whatever that was.
Yeah, crow milk.
Crow milk.
Well, he's been directing Minecraft this whole time, right?
Is there another season of that coming back?
They're shooting right now.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
I'm seeing him now. Yikes.
Yeah.
And Yowzer. The both of them, though, him and Caitlin, I mean, for them to be, you know, they're a married couple. I mean, they're like so fit. The both of them are ridiculously fit.
She has nothing else to do right now.
Not since,
But Mick got canceled.
Well, she's filming Always Sunny.
That's true.
I wish I was her.
That's where she should stay.
Always Sunny.
All right, let's try this pickle thing.
No, hang on. Let's have some order. Let's finish what we watched. I'll go through mine since it's short. I already said I watched I'm Dying Up Here. I thought that episode was really good. This week's episode. I watched a show on Netflix that kind of debuted, I guess, in March called Requiem. Mm-hmm.
Ass
do you
to
watch
ass.
That?
My wife's watching it.
It's not ass to ass.
You wish.
Ass to ass. I didn't take it out for air. Yeah. I know it was pretty, baby.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know that's from, right?
Yes, we all know the scene.
Requiem
with Jennifer. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's the most degrading,
horrifying
scene for any woman ever.
The tracking on my VHS tape of that was worn out the fuck.
That's what
I used to go from that one.
Did you love the look of sadness on her face?
Yes.
Well, that one or American Psycho when he's on the bed and the two hookers and he's like, see that?
Yeah.
Eat it.
Yeah. That's pretty
degrading.
What
are you looking at me for? Eat it.
But they're at least prostitutes. They're kind of like.
The one, really, she looked like she was lost to the world already. She, huh? Eat what? Okay.
So what's this Requiem about?
Requiem is about, I only watched the first episode, and it's about these British people. And the one girl, I believe, is a cellist. I don't know. There's some sort of possession thing going on. I was in and out, and
I tried to watch it.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's a lot. It seems like there's a lot of nonsense going on.
It is, but
ass to cello.
Yes. So anyway, I watched that, and let's see. I watched The Handmaid's Tale. I'm all caught up on that. Fred is an asshole.
He is, and I don't know. I mean, I hated how it ended the season. I felt like...
Was that the season finale last night or this week?
Yeah.
Nine? They only did 9 episodes?
Eight.
Wait a minute. It's done?
Yeah. Till next year.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was irritated.
That ended weird.
It did. It totally ended weird.
With Nick telling her, I love you, and then, you know, her trying to find somebody to take care of the baby.
Wait a minute. You're in season one?
Two.
No, that's not how season two ends.
They go to Canada. Fred and the wife go to Canada.
And spoiler alert.
They're in Canada.
Motherfucker, what are you talking about? Have I missed this last episode? God damn it, what?
They go to Canada.
Yeah, they go to Canada, right? And there's a big hockey game.
All right, stop talking right now. Something has happened. I don't know if I've fallen into a fucking time warp or what has happened. I'm going to be furious if I've missed this last episode.
It was yesterday is when it came out.
Son of a bitch, I thought it was done.
No, but it was the ninth.
I'm going to punch my coworker in the face. She's
and there's
told
another
me we
episode,
done.
Too.
Motherfucker.
There's,
okay.
I think there's two or three
more.
All
right, more. Then don't tell me shit else. All right.
All right, well, I fucking watched that.
God bless it.
And, of course, I watched Westworld, and coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have a Westworld recap with Linda Whitefeather and Coda Sue. that'll be fun. What'd you guys watch?
Start with the guest.
Dustin, you're the guest. You tell us what you've been
watching. Let's see. I've been watching. Do you guys remember when Geraldo was going to find the
the vault.
Yeah.
Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, I watched that live.
Yeah, so did I. And how big of a disappointment was it?
We found a dollar.
And a bottle.
And a can.
A bottle,
or a bottle.
And a newspaper.
It was a bottle cap.
Yep.
Well, I started watching the Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel.
Oak Island. Now,
Oak
that,
Island.
That is where
I see promos for that all the time.
That is Oak Island is where on the St. Lawrence River.
No, it's actually right off of Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Or,
Newfoundland.
No, it's Canada. I mean, it's the Maritimes.
Maritimes.
It's the very bottom of the Maritimes.
Okay.
It's all those little islands.
Yeah.
It's one that supposedly has
there's buried treasure in
yeah,
there. Or some
buried
shit,
treasure.
But you can't get to it.
Right. No one's been able to get to it. So these two, or one millionaire and his brother, mm-hmm. decided that this is something they read about as kids, and they want to put everything that you can put into it to get it done. Let's do it. Let's, you know, everybody else had all these hindrances of technology. We've got everything. Let's do it. I watched 5 seasons
wow.
of that show in a matter of about a week and a half.
Five seasons.
24-hour-long season.
Wow.
So, yeah, they found about as much stuff as
wait a minute,
you
there's 24 episodes per season?
Per season.
How long are they? An hour? An
hour.
Oh, my God.
How the fuck do they milk that?
Are you working now? I mean,
no, yeah, I am. That was just, and my wife said, what are you doing? You come home exhausted. You work 12 hours a day, and then you come home and,
I'm
like,
gotta
watch
find
this.
The treasure.
And, I mean, it's interesting, but they could have condensed 5 years into mm-hmm. one season, and it would have been fine.
Okay.
But I'm watching that and wasted my life. And let's see. Watched actually recently a lot of Anthony Bourdain kind of and other.
Well, no,
traveling.
No. Tell us, did they find any treasure?
They found a lot of. I mean, it's funny. All of the theories that they have about what could be there, everything from Templar treasure to the Queen's jewels of one of Henry's wives to Aztec treasure.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, all the clues and all these things that are woven through history make sense in a weird way.
Okay.
Like it's all connected. It makes sense. They found coins that are 300 years older than in the 1700s when they first started finding treasure there or looking
holy
for
shit.
It. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things that lead it to be.
They find
something.
Roman helmets in Arizona yeah. and shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's there, yeah. but trying to find that stuff is like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's been. The coolest thing about it at first glance is the fact that if you look at it from the sky, they've actually made a man-made swamp that's the shape of a triangle
mm-hmm.
that's in the center of the island. It's impossible to naturally be there. So they think that they took a ship in. It was originally 2 islands.
Mm-hmm.
They sunk the ship, barricaded both sides, and created this swamp to bury it in.
So they still haven't been able to get everything.
No,
out of
they
it.
Can't.
It's impossible to drain, right?
Right? Well, no, they drained it. They've done everything.
Wow.
They brought in like millions of
what's
dollars.
What's this on
machinery.
Netflix?
On History Channel.
History Channel. Okay.
Yeah. Good show. If you like that kind of, you know, following it kind mm-hmm. of thing, I just tried to do it all in one binge and it just didn't work. It just not pay off.
And what was the next show you're gonna watch?
I've just been watching like Somebody Feed Phil. It was
I like that show.
Yeah.
Phil Rosenthal?
Yeah,
yeah.
Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah,
he's so funny and mm-hmm. so personable. And he's, you know, traveling. He starts in Asia in this new Netflix series and travels to, you know, some different places. He had a PBS series, I'll Have What Phil's Having.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And so they started this one. And it's fun. You know, he goes places and then he Skypes into his parents in New York and you know, they Jew it up. And, you know, no, it's just all they're Jewish family. So
oh,
they're
okay.
so tight in Jewish family. I mean, Phil Rosenthal.
Okay.
I mean, actually, if you watched Walk Hard,
yeah.
Uh-huh. The three Jews that come in to offer him the deal was the Ghostbusters.
Harold Ramis.
Oh.
Harold Ramis is one.
Sieg or whatever.
Yeah.
Paul Feig.
And then the third was Phil Rosenthal.
Okay.
He played right. the, he played the.
He was great on Gilbert too. That episode of
yeah,
Gilbert,
that was
Gilbert's
a good
amazing,
one.
Awesome podcast.
That one.
Did you see his documentary?
No,
where they were taking Everybody Loves Raymond to Russia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh wow,
it was really, really good. I forget what it's called.
Did they enjoy it?
Well, they kept trying to. They were putting their Russian culture on it, which made it
horrible.
Not the same show. So like they were making the wife really sexy.
Oh,
and
what?
He was like, you can't do that. Like, that's not the point. Like, she's not sexy. She's a housewife. And they're like, yeah, the housewives want to look like this. It's not right.
And Ray's mom was like in a babushka.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, super. Yeah, it was cool. I forget what it's called.
I'll check it out.
Exporting Raymond or something like
yes.
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
What else? Anything? You're going to mention something else. And we sidetracked you. I sidetracked you.
Oh, well, it was going to be my staff pick, but I've got another one.
You can hang on. Hang on to your staff pick.
Did you watch Fear of the Walking Dead?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's on the DVR. I haven't watched it yet.
Mid-season finale.
Can you spoil it for me?
I put a spoiler in white in the document, so you would have to highlight it to read it.
Ooh.
It's like a secret decoder computer.
Just
right.
Highlight the whole
invisible
page.
Ink.
Where?
In the news section.
I'm going there. Where,
That's
though?
That's so fun.
That's so fun.
I love it.
Autumn loves shenanigans and games.
Madison.
Yep.
Who plays? Oh, Kim Dickens
Kim
is gone?
Dickens. Spoiler alert.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, what about what's his ass?
Nick, he was killed off a while ago.
No. I'm glad Nick's gone. I'm talking.
Oh, John Dore. John Dore, he's probably going to be okay.
All right, good. That's what I care about. I knew that Dickens was somehow going to be leaving the show. So who's going to be the main character then?
Who knows? Morgan, maybe?
Morgan?
I don't think he's going back to Walking Dead.
I'm not going back there, man. I hate Rick.
Yeah, I don't think the flow of people is going too long.
Yes. I can't wait until Maggie dies.
They're talking about having Daryl be the leader and everything and rebooting the show, but that's stupid.
Everybody's whispering in that show.
If they want to reboot it, they need to start over.
That motherfucker needs shampoo.
Follow Negan's crew from the beginning.
That would be so fun.
You mean starting over, going back in time and watching Negan?
Yep.
Oh my God, that would be so much better than what we're going through right now with these fucking whispering.
Why don't they
bricks?
Just take it all the way back to like before zombies, like when they were kids?
Oh yeah,
and see how they were on the playground,
right? Yeah.
Crawling dead, the toddling dead.
Dead babies. Right. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Jim Dickens said though on Talking Dead that they're locking people down for the Deadwood movie to shoot in the fall.
That's
nice.
Good news.
Asked W. Earl Brown if he had heard anything, and he said he hasn't got an offer yet, but they told him some dates to.
Maybe they don't want Dan.
They have to have Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He should hold out for more money, too, because he's got to come.
Yeah.
Especially with no Psy.
No Psy.
Right.
Johnny Stuff. Well, bye.
Bye.
It's one of my favorite lines of any movie ever.
Shoot straight for once, you army puke. It's my favorite line in that movie. That and all that hate's going to burn you up, kid. Keeps me warm.
I love the look on his face in Frailty at the end when he realizes.
Oh, yes.
That he's a demon.
Dude's there to kill him.
Uh-huh. We got to go kill those demons.
Rest in peace.
They're demons, kids.
They're demons, son.
Hey,
demons.
Welcome to the Twister ride.
I'm sorry I've been such a shit to you all these years, Wyatt.
Yeah. All right. Demons. Steph, what have you been watching?
Oh, I watched that crazy-ass movie in Netflix called Cargo with Martin Freeman. It was a zombie flick.
Yeah, the baby backpack movie.
Did you watch it?
I watched part of it, yeah.
It was really good, actually. I mean, there was part... I don't really understand why they were burying their heads in the sand, but other than that, it was pretty intense. Like, I was on the edge of my seat through a lot of it, and I kept getting mad because you're just like, what the... Is he ever going to... I mean, it's really hard to watch just because it's quite a struggle, but it was a definite unique take on the zombie thing. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. So Cargo, I watched that, and I watched the... Finally watched the Steve Martin short special on Netflix.
Fun.
Cried. I laughed so fucking hard.
So good.
It was great.
Cried. Yeah. When Martin Short came out and he had him pick him up and play him like a bagpipe, I thought I was gonna throw up. I laughed so hard. So, I mean, they're just, it's unbelievable what geniuses they are. So that was fun. And one of my new favorite shows, I love this show. It's called The Ice Cream Show on Vice. And this guy, this is all he does, is he goes to different places and eats ice cream, like across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It is It's my porn. I mean, because ice cream is my ultimate. I mean, I as soon as
31
I got
31 flavors.
I was so, ooh, I was so
butters got dripple.
And I was,
if you got pickle juice.
I was so turned on when it was over that I took my ass
she,
up to Kroger.
Jumped her husband.
Yeah. And I smeared ice cream all over his body.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why would you do that to ice cream?
God, no.
Rocky Road.
No.
Rocky Load.
Oh, you did it, Tim.
Sick. No. I went to Kroger and I got
a waffle cone for Neil's cock.
No.
Cockle cone.
Why would I ruin
gentle
food?
Neil.
I'm not going to ruin food with dicks.
That's a good point.
Is that a foot long?
Great. I mean, come on. No. You guys have had those Magnum ice cream bars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You lots know how awesome
oh,
those
they
are?
They feel so
well,
good.
Well, I've looked at them across the counter, but I always go for the regular.
I have to have the Magnum. The other ones are way too small for me.
You start out with a fudgesicle. Then you work your way up.
You got to stretch it. Well, after you work out the, and you get it bigger.
BBC, Big
then
Black Cream.
You graduate to the Magnum Pint, which is what they have now.
What?
Work my pussy out. Steph.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa. No.
She said the P
can
word.
I get that isolated on a keychain, please?
Yeah, I'm going to isolate that.
I can't go any further now.
Yeah, why? It's too deep?
It's too deep.
I'm going to lose it.
Elbow deep in the Magnum pint.
Well, let me tell you about this Magnum pint. It has a layer of chocolate on top and a layer of chocolate on the bottom and surrounded. Yeah. And so what you do is you let it sit out of the freezer for like 5 minutes and then you squeeze it and then the chocolate cracks.
Yeah, squeeze it.
Yeah.
Squeeze
and
it
then
harder.
Then you break your spoon into it and then all the chocolate gets mixed up in it.
Go swirling in that shit.
But you have to get, if you're a Nutella fan like I am,
yeah,
you get the hazelnut one,
oh,
and it's got hazelnuts and Nutella and just
who makes this
chocolate.
Delicious?
Magnum. It's Magnum. It's a Magnum pint.
I don't know if I can eat anything called Magnum.
Yeah.
I fucking ate it, and I want to eat it every day for the rest of my life,
well,
which
can't.
Would probably last like a couple weeks
right,
if I ate it every day
because I'm going to be the best couple weeks.
It was so good.
I'm going to check that out. The only shows I watch on Vice are hosted by sluts and stoners.
I know.
Yeah,
you
that,
do that
slut show.
Yeah, I love that slut show.
What's it called?
Slut ever.
Yeah. Bon the ice cream show is so much fun, you
and
guys.
Bon Appetit,
it's such a fun show. And the little guy that hosts it, him and his dad, they own ice cream shops back in San Francisco. And he's just such a little sweetheart. I love him to
Does
death.
He go to Sunset Ice Cream Parlor in Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
I don't know if he's went there yet, but I've watched every episode, and they're all entertaining.
Does
and
he go to King
cool.
Cone in Elma?
Yeah, King Cone.
I bet he'll go there. You can suggest it to him. But watch the ice
and
cream show.
And get an
show.
Ice cream cone?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
It's right next to a housing project. At least it used to be. They probably tore that down. But
it's condos now.
Yeah. I've seen some glorious ice creams on the show, is all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Oh, and the next Food Network star, which I always watch that every year.
I watched some show yesterday where the guy from the
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay was shouting at people.
Did you watch that? That's part of the stuff I watch.
Oh,
Gordon Ramsay, 24 Hours in Hell, just started yesterday.
Go to Hell Kitchen.
It's like Hell's Kitchen, but he does everything in 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
And
what does he mean? He does everything.
Like he counsels the people, tells them what their problem is. Tells them how to fix it, fixes their
it's
food.
Cleans,
in 24 hours?
Cleans it's their rule. Kitchens, redoes their entire restaurants in 24 hours. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We went to one of his, what was the name of that show?
That was Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. We went to
it wasn't Hell's Kitchen.
Kitchen
it
Nightmares.
Was Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. We weren't in the episode. They cut us out.
Yeah. Which place?
God, what was it?
Something on the park, something.
Oh, Lady Bird now.
Yeah, the two guys that ran it.
Yeah.
I remember that episode.
Lady
My kids
Bird's
watch
really
those
good.
Things oh. over and
but
over and over
it's,
again.
It's pretty good. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll puke.
I sent my food back because the steak wasn't.
I should have sent my food back because I had scallops and they weren't brown about.
Scallops.
You're supposed to have a little color on the scallops when you get them, right?
Yeah,
I like a little color.
It's supposed to be browned at least on the top and bottom.
I'm so jaded by the BBC version of Kitchen Nightmares that
stretches
I have trouble.
You out.
Yes.
All right. So everybody up to date on what they watched?
I'm not watching anything.
Autumn hasn't watched shit.
I looked at what you wrote down. I'm like, okay, we're done. No,
I know.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm watching Below Deck Med and Real Housewives of New York.
Cool.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right, I've got to make a confession.
Yes.
I've actually been watching 100% Hotter on Netflix. It's a British makeover show.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Started watching it just because I was bored.
Right.
And I think Autumn, I think you'd really like it. They take kind of a different approach to it. It's like the wildest people they can find as opposed to the kind of just dreary people.
Okay.
So there's like turning like ex-goth people into business people because they're still wearing the same stuff they were wearing in the 1990s.
So it's not it's not like what not to wear.
No, it's more like, oh my God, what's that? And, oh, now it's presentable.
What's that? That should be the name of the show. Oh my God, what's that?
That's what they do. They talk about the person before they come on like they're a piece of shit. And then they're in the next room, like fixing to walk through the door.
I love the Brits.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Number one super guy. You don't love me. You just love my doggy style. Right. You ain't nothing
but a hound dog. Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser. He's pathetic. He's a Simpson.
Steph, what's up with the dogs?
Oh, okay. Well, big news for us this week is...
I saw a tweet.
Sweet Jenner's.
Uh-huh.
Shaq's producer. After, you know, a couple months of him trying to get this going for me, he actually got Shaq to tweet for us for the shelter that did the whole thing, which is that this month all of our pets, our animals, are $20 each, and if they're free if you're a school employee, and they're free to everybody on Fridays, and that's spay, neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated.
Everybody gets a thing of Gold Bond medicated powder. If your balls itch, just pop it on there, they won't itch.
It was so cool.
It was cool, man.
And, dude,
how many followers does Shaq have?
15 million.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Maybe you'll get an adoption or two out of it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When they wouldn't listen to me before, whenever I talked shit at the shelter, things I want to get done, now they're all in my ass, so I'm loving it. So,
good.
Yeah.
Nice.
They think I know somebody. And I'm like, I know a guy who knows a guy, which is you. I know you, and you knew Jenner's. And so that connected me.
But now you know Jenner's, so you don't need me. And I don't need to be an intermediary. That's fucking good, though.
Yeah, Jenner's. Yeah, so thank you, Jenner's, and thank you, Shaq. I can't even tell you how much it means. So anyway, I just told you what all that. And so this Saturday, you can come and see me at the Hollywood Feed in Lawrenceville from 12:30 to 3:30. I'll have some dogs out there that I'm trying to get homes for. And also, if you live like in the Decula area, on Saturday, June 16th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Harbin's Dog Park in Decula, first 200 dogs, Gwinnett County Animal Shelter is going to be out there. They'll give your dog a rabies shot for free.
Ooh.
And all your other vaccines will be $10 a piece. And if you want to get your dog microchipped, $25.
That is cool.
So, yeah, that's this Saturday from 2 to 4.
Don't be dumb. Foster your dog. Or not foster, but take one in, you know.
Rescue a dog.
Yeah. I mean, we were lucky to have Shaq do that for us, but every shelter in this state is slam full.
Yeah, I bet.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
And that's part of why I'm so angry. I got to back off of it for a few days because it makes you want to strangle people.
I understand.
So, but anyway, but for all you good people that are not, you know, waste of space, please come out.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine. Oh, Jeff,
that was
you
great.
Grandmaster.
Keep it canine.
I love it.
Wrong song, Jeff.
You should have played that because that was in the season finale.
Now, joining us on Radio Labyrinth, all the way from...
Or the most recent episode.
Minnesota. Linda Whitefeather, Lakota Sioux. How you doing, Linda?
Oh, chetewa.
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 The most... Yeah, absolutely. The most recent episode, this last one, Westworld... Season 2, Episode 8 was all about one of the members of the Ghost Nation. That would be Akecheta. Akecheta. In his relation. Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. Linda, is it tough having an Indian name and also having the name Linda?
Si.
The name of this episode was Kiksuya. kicks Suya right into the balls. So last week, the episode ends when the Ghost Nation member tells Maeve they were on similar paths.
Katsuya mean remember.
Well, it turns out this guy has been self-aware for quite a while. So this episode, he goes through, basically it's him telling his tale, right? Him telling his tale. Right. So he tells Maeve's daughter, he started out in a fairly peaceful loop, being in love with a woman named Kohane and living a quiet life among his tribe. But he came across the aftermath of Arnold's suicide by Dolores and saw the maze symbol, which triggered his memories that he'd been seeing that maze over and over and over. And of course, he lost his wife, was replaced by somebody else, and then one of his friends, her son, was replaced by somebody else. And they start noticing things. Isn't that right, Linda?
Mekate, Wanji, Nunta, Topa Zapkan.
I need subtitles.
Well, her mom was a big Wings fan.
Yes.
Sapa Wings?
What was your reaction, Linda, when Akacheta finds the man in black bleeding out and saves his life instead of killing him?
Kui, Ippi, Napsusi, Nape, Istopa, Nonga, Topo, Tange.
Ah, Lopa Tonga Tonga. Yeah, that means that she was shocked.
Zaptan Topa.
Tatonka.
I can't. Tatonka.
Tatonka is buffalo.
Yeah, how come the Ghost Nation, they don't hunt buffalo?
Tata Hexa Zupan Inga Matako says Zika Hayate.
Sure. Now, one thing that we realize in this episode is we think that he is talking to Maeve's daughter. There are lots of scenes when he's speaking Lakota, correct?
Ah, Honda Lakota, Ninga Sanapehe.
Yes, and then sometimes...
Is there a Jenga in there?
Jenga, the Sioux invented Jenga. They would fell trees and then, you know...
Oh, wait. I thought they'd do it with bodies.
No, they're not violent people.
They're the Sioux. What are you talking about?
They're not Apaches. Come on now.
Jenga is a game for the baby.
Right.
Baby Bunga.
The papoose?
Baby Bunga. Baby Bunga Katsu.
Katsu. Isn't that Korean? That sounds awfully similar to Korean. So in this episode, when she's speaking English, who is she speaking to when she's speaking English, Linda?
English to baby daughter.
Okay, and when
Hingan,
she's
Hingan daughter, Hingan daughter.
Now, when she's speaking Lakota, who think the whole time she's talking to the little girl, but no, who's she speaking to?
Lakota talk to Maeve. Maeve mastita.
Maeve.
Maeve Lakota manga haihan. Kaya chetewa.
How many douchebags are going to name their kid Lakota now?
Just because of this podcast? she's really basically what this episode is boiling down to is the path of this guy, of the Ghost Nation, and how he's been aware for quite a while as well. And he interacts with Ford. And even though you had to read it, it was an interesting episode, I thought. I thought that it answered a lot of questions, and of course, as it always does, opened it up to more questions. Are you watching it, Dustin?
I watched the first season.
I'm not noped out of it.
I'm just waiting, and then I'm just going to binge it all at once. Because it seems like it's just as confusing as the first one until you get to a certain point.
By the way,
it ties everything together.
If you're doing what Dustin is doing, don't listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
And you've noped out, right, Steph?
Yeah,
you didn't watch this week.
This week's was one of the better episodes, though, of this whole season.
Dustin, very clever. Like Songila. Songila is clever.
Linda,
animal.
You know, these dishes aren't going to wash themselves.
Hexaka ingo pata waite hete.
You don't even speak to your Mohawk, you know. So why are you lying?
Inuit, you know that? You can't.
Why are you lying to all these people? Okay, we have to go back to the res and collect our check.
They got good smokes on the res.
They do got good smokes.
Cheap smokes.
Smokes, yeah.
Chief Running Tobacco. Chief shit. Okay, we're done.
Tim's
Chief Running
Tobacco. Tim's impressions turned into John Redcorn.
John Redcorn.
John Redcorn. Hey, John Redcorn. God, I love that show.
Me too.
John Redcorn. I think that. rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they'd bring that show back.
Me too. Because
we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I would campaign to have Autumn do that voice.
Oh.
I really think.
Okay, Uncle Hank.
No shit, Autumn. You have a shot at it. Yeah. You definitely have to go for it.
I think I can just do a little voice.
All right. So
I can't do the big one.
That was very nice, Luann. You got to admire Billy Jack. And he wasn't looking
Tim
for trouble.
Lucky. Yeah.
I don't do Lucky very well.
And I maybe could R.I.P. do Bobby Hill.
Huh?
R.I.P. Lucky.
R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Lucky and Luann. Yeah. Yeah, how would they do the show without Luann? You know, would they get somebody
new?
Well,
she moved out at the end, so.
The way that show worked, you'd think that if it came back, that they would make the characters older.
Right.
I think they would.
Well, they could just follow the Simpsons logic and just keep everyone the same.
Right. They did age Bobby a couple seasons because John Redcorn, Redcorn's son, his voice changed.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Dad. I forget what he sounded like.
Oh, Dad. So anyway, that episode of Westworld was really good. And
I loved it. It was so beautiful.
It was beautifully shot. Acting was great. And we must revere everything that is native of this nation, that before we come here and wipe everybody out.
I may go back and just watch this episode.
It's good. It's worth it. You don't really need to know what's going on.
That guy's a great actor.
I won't know anyway.
Fucking
the one from Fargo?
Season 2?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Speaking of that, Fargo is just started shooting season 4, right?
Yeah, they're going to come back in 2019, I think. No, this fall. Oh, yeah. Production starts this fall. It comes back in 2019.
Yeah, because he just got the little idea a month ago.
Just got the idea.
Nice. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He says he's gay. Well, because he said he wasn't going to do the show unless he got a really good idea. And about a month ago, he said, I got a really good idea. I'm going to do it.
Awesome. Well, good. All right.
And fucking Legion sucked, so he needs to do something.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ever watch that.
I finished the season, and I still don't know what the hell happened. I literally have no idea what happened.
It was a shit show.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to watch it, so sorry. You know that music? Pink Floyd. Hi, Pink Floyd lady. Everybody, Britt Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd tribute show, returns to Atlanta's Fox Theater next Thursday, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. for a very special 45th anniversary retrospective of Pink Floyd's iconic 1973 album, The Dark Side of the Moon. Britt Floyd will perform classic tracks from The Dark Side of the Moon alongside gems from Wish You Were Here, Animals, The Wall, and The Division Bell, plus lots more. And you know what? You can get tickets to this by going to Fox Theater, their website. Which I didn't copy and paste, so now I'm going to go
Fox,
back.
Fox, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
What?
Yeah, it's R-E.
Yeah, hang on.
Beatrice.
Yes. Tickets are available at foxtheater.org or the official Britt Floyd site, which is Britt, with one T, Floyd.com. And last week we said we were going to give away a pair of tickets, and guess what? We have. So congratulations to Wayne Blair.
Hey!
Yay! Congrats, Wayne Blair.
We put everybody's name in a hat, shook it up, dumped it on the ground, peed on the pile, poured gas on it, and lit it on fire.
Did Izzy pick it out?
Is that why your hat's all singed?
Yes, and smelling like piss. The only name tag that didn't burn was Wayne, so congratulations, Wayne. We'll be in touch on how you can claim your tickets. And stay tuned, guys, all you patrons out there, because we are going to have lots more giveaways in the coming months. Believe me, you're going to love all
these.
They're
going to be huge.
Fucking giveaways are going to be huge.
It's going to be beautiful.
And guess what else?
What?
You didn't say what.
You're going to give away a North Korean nuke?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have so many to give away.
Guess what, folks?
What?
July 22nd. We will be doing Radio Labyrinth live at Atlanta Pizza and Euro in Conyers at 5 p.m. We kick it off with a patron meet and greet. And then at 6 o'clock, everyone's invited to come in for the live show. There'll be some food and soft drinks during the Patreon patron meet and greet. And the full menu will be available for purchase as well as beer and wine. We'll be sharing all that information on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Labyrinth, and on our Twitter page, @radio_labyrinth. And we will be bringing you up to speed more on that. Now, we're going to have stuff to give away there as well. I haven't figured out what that is yet. Whatever we can scrounge up and toss at your ass. And while we're at it, at your ass. You guys ready to... Next week, Autumn, I'm going to send you all the patrons so they can you can do the voice.
Yay!
And I'm going to turn down this Pink Floyd, but I think you could do it in one of your many... Maybe Maria Bamford could read all of them.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. So let's get started. You guys have an idea of what you would like me to do this time? Dustin, you're here. Why don't you pick a voice that you like?
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah. What
thanks. Oh, let's see.
Fill the time.
Do it as... Can you do it as a drunk Trump?
Hey, you guys, hey. I don't drink, but the other night I had a couple of glasses of limoncello. Anyway, I'm tired of all you bastards. I just want out of here. Melania. Melania, go give me another beer. Now!
No, Donald.
Now! Don't make me throw you down the stairs again. Okay. Radio Labyrinth is a podcast. You can support this wonderful. It's huge. You're going to love it. You can support this podcast by going to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And we have a lot of people who support it. Okay, we got number one, Aaron Roberts.
Yay.
Number two, AJ Dysart. And then Amber Gilpatrick. Andrew, a lot of Andrews love this show. Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Harbin, Beth Van Elswick, Andrew Price, Andrew Brian Jackson, Andrew Brooke Sizemore, Andrew Buck Monterey. Is he a porn star, Buck Monterey? I like porn. Porn is wonderful.
Oh, yeah? You like porn?
I love it. Love porn.
Your porn have ice cream in it?
No, but it is very sunny. Buck Moore.
There's definitely no magnums involved.
Chad Shepard. No, Shepard. I go raw dog, bitch. Pardon?
Chad Andrew Shepard.
I don't know. Chris Andrew Weidland. Chris Andrew Knight. Christopher Andrew Costantino. Colin Andrew Oman. Dan Andrew Carroll. Darren Andrew Downey. David C. Andrew Funk. Debbie Andrew McDonald. I love McDonald's. You had the new quarter pounder?
It's very fresh.
It's like they cut the cow in pieces in the back. Did I say Denise Reynolds? Denise Reynolds rap Andrews. Dennis Andrew Davis. This guy.
Yep. That guy.
Dustin Andrews. Andrews Lawler.
Emily Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kemble, he's a detective, Herb Lamchop, JB, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose, is he legal? Look, and no offense, okay, but you may have to go back. You may have to go. Somebody's doing the raping, Jose Perales. I know it's not you, but it might be. We don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Leslie Andrew Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio. How's your day go, Lou? Mark, you get that? Mark Weiland. Is this going the way you thought it would, Mr. Lawler? Mark Piero, Matt Carter, Mike Spittler Swallow, Mike Hall, Mike I Am The Law, Mike The Law, I love The Law, I am The Law,
and
you won't
law.
Fuck around with me no more, because in Mega City, I am the fucking law. Nicholas Frank, Robert Haley, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan Humans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Stephanie Kaminsky, The Battle of Trent, Wayne Blair, and last but not least, the fair maiden, Wendy Muller.
Hope she's not related to the guy that's investigating me. Because if so, I'll be upset.
So, yeah, thank you guys very much. Again, go to Radio Labyrinth. Or go to patreon.com/RadioLabyrinth. And I am very serious about this. We will have more giveaways and probably more every episode. Maybe we'll get some movie passes and stuff. So I'm working on that right now. And, yeah, I want a way to make sure that you guys, beyond shout-outs, get more for what you're doing. And, you know, if I owe you a sketch, don't hesitate to say, hey, asshole, you owe me a sketch. And I'll draw you a sketch of an asshole.
If you see me on the street, just walk up and say, yeah. Hey, asshole, you owe me a sketch.
Hey, fucker. What was the last one? I finally sent out the Space Wars one.
That was good. I saw that.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, let's bust through some news here. We already talked about this. Fargo Season 4 starts production this fall. That's good news. Stephen King, The Outsider, 10-episode series coming. So what is that?
That's his latest book.
That's his latest book, yep. Right?
All right. Yeah. And what is that? What is it about?
It's kind of, I think it's tied in with It, because the creature, the outsider, is like a shape-shifting thing like Pennywise.
Pennywise was an alien.
Right.
Well, they don't say what this is. It could be an alien.
Hmm. And I know that because they say, well, I don't know if they'll do it in the movie, but in the book, the spaceship takes off.
Yeah. The whole explanation of what he is in his persona.
Uh-huh.
It's so out there, even for Stephen King. When I was reading it the first time, I just thought, what?
What do you mean, It?
Yeah.
Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, as far as most people think it's just a giant spider and that he was a shapeshifter because they watched the miniseries.
Okay, yeah.
But in reading the book, much like most of his, he gets into the psyche of Pennywise, which you don't ever see. That's always the mystery from most of the book. And all of a sudden it just kind of opens up to his personality and you're like, he's an alien that's been on Earth for thousands and thousands of years. And
feeding
he
off
just
of,
feeds off fear.
Yeah,
that's what happened. That's what the outsider does, too.
No,
also, it's very similar then to the new Shining sequel that now we're going to get Ewan Dr. McGregor.
Sleep.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor is going to be Danny.
Now
that just came out.
That book is really good.
Yeah,
it's
great.
I loved that book.
Will Patton's awesome.
Will Patton, he reads The Outsider, too, so you got to listen to it. He's so good.
But yeah,
coming up next on The American.
He does voiceovers constantly. Will Patton. Yeah, absolutely.
He does I always remember him from the Asteroid movie with Bruce Willis.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
I remember him from No Way Out, where he played the homosexual White House aide. No, he wasn't the White House aide. He was the Secretary of State's aide. Gene Hackman played the Secretary of State. Do you remember that movie? Kevin Costner,
of course,
and crazy ass Sean Young.
Yeah.
And he was in Falling Skies too with Slink.
Yes. Slink.
I'm trying to get him on the show again.
Do you guys think Dr. Sleep, if you've read the book, do you think it'll be make a good movie?
It will,
because it's such a long book.
Well, they'll have to. I think they'll kind of gloss over all of the alcoholics.
Yeah.
Much of the alcoholic stuff at the beginning of it, and kind of leave it more as the chase cross country thing between the band of soul suckers and him trying to get back to the hotel and fix everything.
Did you read the Dark Tower series?
I read the Gunslinger and saw what it was, and at the time just didn't. I didn't have any interest in doing it. Now I want to go back and read the rest.
Yeah, go back and read them all. They're good.
Yeah, I was young when I first got into that one. It just didn't.
The reason
stick.
I bring it up is because one of the books, I don't remember, it's one of the later books, where the priest from Salem's Lot, they end up finding him in some Kala Bryn Sturgis, which is Wolves of the Kala. And he starts explaining how he did a lot of traveling. And you can see that being an alcoholic, Stephen King, alcoholic.
Right.
He really took the time in a lot of those books of that era to weave that into the stories, especially after he got hit by the car.
Right.
And that's a part of the whole Gunslinger series. That's a part of it as well. And what it is jumping in and out of worlds. And I got so wrapped up in that universe that he created. And then I would go back and forth. I kept listening to the audiobooks or rereading the book. And then I would get listen to The Talisman, and then the sequel to The Talisman, which is also good. What is that called? The Dark House.
Yeah. They're working on another one.
Really?
They've been working on it for like 3 years already, but...
Straub?
Yeah, yeah, Peter Straub.
Yeah. But I think my favorite book of all time by Stephen King and Peter Straub, you know, he's co-authored it, is The Talisman.
Yeah.
And then you get into It, which is I love, and Salem's Lot, and you know, the one with the disease.
The Stand.
The Stand. The Stand. Yeah. But as far as anything new, I really haven't gotten into them. So I think I need to start picking it up.
It's good.
Yeah.
The audiobook, Will Patton. So
I always liked Eyes of the Dragon.
I like that too.
It was really good. The one that his publisher bet him that he couldn't make a movie or make a book that he could read his own kid.
Yeah.
And so he was like, okay, I'll do it.
Now, what Richard Bachman book have I read? I guess one, maybe one or two. No, you know, I read that one that he wrote as Richard Bachman, and then he did a Stephen King version. It was Desperation.
The Outsiders. The Desperation and God damn, what was that other one called?
I don't know. There were low men in it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Legion, is that coming back?
No, it's just people are talking about how it was so shitty this season, how they traded style for substance.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's kind of upset.
Had
and
such
I agree.
A good mix of both in the first.
Yeah, yes, really. This time they're just weird for weird's sake, mm-hmm. and the whole plot was just finding this guy's body the entire fucking time. And then in the last episode, they find the body, and who knows even what happened at the end? I don't. Right. Someone explain it to me.
I was thinking too that probably the first season was such a hit that they had to crank that second season out, and that was a way to avoid. You know, they've got the stylistic. You know, look already. So just pump one out, and you know, see if we can pass it off.
I thought the first season was good. As the season progressed, it got more and more bizarre.
Yeah,
and then I started this
the regulators.
Season. Yeah, okay, the regulars, and I wasn't interested. You know, watching Ari stuff.
No, I felt. Yeah, why did we talk about that? I think he just does. He was doing too much shit.
Yeah,
he, you know, because he's a musician. This, he's that. He had Fargo going. He had this show going. He had some other. He's writing a book. I mean, he had a ton of shit going on. I think he just needs to like streamline it. It's like, yeah, we get it. You're a genius.
Okay? Well, if he can't do it himself, he needs to not delegate.
Right.
Because that's obviously the problem.
Right.
I agree. This week marks 20 years since Dirty Work was released. You guys remember Dirty Work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys brought it up last week.
Yeah, Norm Macdonald, Artie Lang, Chevy Chase.
Don Rickles.
Norm Macdonald.
Again. No, look at that old guy. Look at that old guy.
Jack Warden.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Blah, 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 blah. So I picked out a couple of my favorite scenes. Of course, that was Chris Farley's last movie.
Was it? I thought it was Wagons East.
That came out.
No, that was John Candy.
John Candy. No, what was the other one that was like him? It was him and Matthew Perry that was kind of like that.
Oh,
yeah.
And it was terrible.
I don't remember.
Well, here's a couple of my favorite scenes. This is the scene when we're at the movie theater and Don Rickles.
So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people?
I loved it. Howard Stern never saw the movie Dirty Work. When this goes back to the prime when Artie was on Sirius before he, you know, tried to kill himself and got fired. But they started playing this clip for Howard, and that became part of the show. So because of that, more people saw Dirty Work. I think that's, you know, fascinating. The Artie Lang ended up being on that show, you know, 15 years later or whatever, and it became part of the vernacular of the Howard Stern show. So even people, you know, broadcasters and sports guys were saying lines from this, referring to Howard and not the movie.
Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. Swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing? Hello, ice cream. Having a good time? Running around?
He's talking to staff.
What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? I think that's funny.
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
Get a horse and live in the mountains someplace. Don't bother anybody.
That's the best.
Belly.
Don't you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace? Don't bother anybody. Got a personality like a dead moth.
You know, he ad-libbed that whole thing.
Yeah, he did.
That's what's so Rickles.
Almost Heroes was Farley's last full movie. And that came out in May.
All right.
And Dirty Work came out in June.
I saw it in, I mentioned it last week. I was in Century City in Los Angeles, and I saw it by myself the day it opened. I had nothing else to do. I was out there for radio and records convention. Also that weekend, I met Ray Manzarek.
Oh, cool. Nice.
There was some sort of, our buddy Stu worked for another company that did what my company did, and I went to their suite, and there was just tons and tons of booze and all sorts of shit. But Ray Manzarek was there. It was Dick Clark's, he used to have a radio. Hi, Autumn, you still there?
Yep, hello.
Okay.
Autumn fell asleep.
Here's another good scene from Dirty Work.
You got a dead hooker in the trunk.
What? No, it can't be.
Yes, it was. It was a dead hooker.
It wasn't a dead hooker!
Pal, I know a dead hooker when I see one.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Lord knows I have.
That's where they moved to the bar, and of course Jimmy is there.
I can remember a time.
Hey, look, there's Mitch on TV.
Oh yeah, there's Mitch.
And there's the Saigon whore that bit my nose off.
And then, of course, you know, Jimmy and the Saigon whore, they make up.
Jimmy, your new nose looks great.
Thanks. Best $200 I ever spent.
Hey, Jimmy, that girl you're with, she's not the...
Yep. Lynn Young, the Saigon whore who bit my nose off. We're getting hitched.
Oh.
Jimmy, let's go.
Hold on, I'm talking to my friend here. Jeez, sometimes you gotta remind the hen who the rooster is.
Well, good luck to you, Jimmy.
Okay, Mitch, see you around. Blah, blah, blah.
When I say let's go, you go.
Yeah? Time you shut your cake hole, Yoko.
Now that's culturally insensitive. Yoko's Japanese, not Vietnamese. What happened to Norm's show? You can't find him on YouTube anymore. Isn't he supposed
to? It's going to Netflix.
Yeah, but do you think he's actually doing it? Are they being done? Because I haven't heard shit about it.
I'd like to think they're being done, but
If they pulled them, they're probably either in production or have them already.
Or they'll throw them all up on Netflix like they did with Comedians and Cars. And
so the old ones go up to Netflix as well.
And then they'll announce the new ones.
They'll season it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks. Those were the great episodes. Hey, rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain. 61 years old, died last Friday, killed himself. Thursday or whatever.
Did you ever prank call him?
No, he died.
No, I know, but you had his number in your phone.
Not after he died.
You prank call his family?
I didn't know that I had the number in my phone until Tuesday. Last Tuesday, I was looking through my phone, and this is before he had died. I was looking through my phone, and I was like, wow, I have a lot of celebrity phone numbers, da-da-da. Arlie Ermey, dead.
Yeah, Arlie Ermey.
Everyone's number who's in, everyone who, Tim has their number, they're dead.
Not everyone.
I've only got one.
Who?
Jay Moore.
You have Jay Moore's number?
I got his cell phone number.
Oh, wow. Do you ever call him and say, what's up, buddy?
He wants me to stay with him next time I come out to L.A.
Are you kidding?
I got him tickets from our brother.
Oh. Yeah. Why don't you get him on our show?
Yeah. Hey, if he can get his fat butt out here.
Yeah. And what band is your brother in again?
St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
New album coming out this fall.
Oh, nice.
I'm a dentist who sings blues. He looks like a bank teller. I love that band. Mm. Have you listened to them?
Oh, yeah. Super talented. Absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah, I found a bunch of names and stuff. And you're right, Jeff. Most of them have passed on. But Anthony Bourdain, I was like, oh, I have this. I'm going to get drunk this weekend or whatever. I'm going to go to a show. I'm going to try to prank him. Yeah. Then I felt bad.
Joke's on you.
No, the joke was on me. It was terrible.
Thank God you're current on the Vince. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to drop some.
You're the reason Anthony Bourdain killed himself, Tim.
No, I'm going to drop some speculative science on you guys.
Okay.
Hollywood Star Whackers.
Well, okay,
that's
whatever.
That's what I say. Harvey Weinstein's Israeli assassins.
Okay, there's that. There's a theory.
Carradine went the same way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hollywood Star Whackers.
They all die.
Wait, he was Robin Williams. Doing that. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
No, neither was David Carradine. But they just pinned that on him.
Right.
I thought David Carradine was.
It's the.
Me too.
The robe belt around the neck
or scarf
in a chair next to a door or the door hinge or the door knob, and then you slide off the chair
right after you fall asleep.
And Robin Williams did the extra effort of putting the plastic bag over his head.
Now he had Alzheimer's.
He had a disease. He wanted to.
It wasn't Alzheimer's, but it was something like that.
It was a degenerative disease. Yeah.
Who
it's like
knows?
A dude's name.
Who knows why Anthony Bourdain killed himself? There's no note.
No.
And one of his best friends found him.
Yeah, that was sad. That made me even more sad.
Me
yeah.
too.
That Eric Rupert found him or whatever.
But here's my thought on this. The whole Weinstein bullshit in Asia Argento
mm-hmm.
and Rose glom onto everything McGowan. Quit inserting yourself into stuff. And I know we don't do this very often on this show, but fuck you.
Well, I think there's something to your theory for the simple fact that I did read stuff about how his friends were concerned with how crazy in love with her he was.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't like him to be so obsessive
right.
and so into somebody. So your theory would probably pan out if he did think she was cheating on him or she was going to leave him, if he was that obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Maybe it would cause him to kill himself.
But well, I can combine that with everything that everyone's saying now anyway
right.
about his depression and, mm-hmm. and alcoholism and
heroin
tattoos
addiction.
Tattoos are very yeah. concerning.
Yes.
As to the type of person that she is.
Why are you
casting.
Blaming the victim, Tim?
I don't blame
the victim. It was a casting couch. They had to
cast it. It was casting couch.
Yeah, which is some bullshit ass.
Well, it's gone
crap
now.
That's been going on. Now it is?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, Rose McGowan is crazy. Sure. I think she's nuts from keeping this to herself for so long and for fighting everybody and them. And they knew he was doing this shit. And you just got to watch this fucker keep making millions and everybody respects him. And not just her, but all of them. I mean, look at them. They're all crying and jacked up.
Yeah.
What's her face from Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Love that bitch. Always wondered what the hell happened to her.
Who? Rebecca De Mornay?
No, the other one.
Annabelle Sciorra?
Yes.
What happened to her?
He raped the fuck out of her.
And she disappeared?
Yes.
Why? Because she tried to pursue it, I guess.
She tried to come out, and that was the end of the career.
It mentally damaged her.
Wow, I really didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just thought Annabelle Sciorra was done.
No, same thing he did with Naomi Judd.
Naomi Judd?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, she was supposed to. Ashley Judd. She was supposed to get some huge role and wouldn't let him cop a feel.
All right, I backtrack on that.
And it's admitted that he completely torpedoed, Mira Sorvino's career. Killed it.
Yeah, because her dad came out. Yeah, he was going to kill him.
And you can't say why didn't they call the
Paul?
Police.
Yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead. What?
You can't really, I mean, you can say it and it makes sense to say why didn't they call the police or why didn't they do something about this sooner? But when you are a victim like that and a victimizer knows you're a victim, they pick you because you're not going to be the person who's going to call the police. It's the same reason why people get beat up by their husbands or raped multiple times and never report it.
Yeah,
or like molested
his
kids and they don't tell their parents. What? You know?
I said, you should feel bad.
He's the kind of guy that groomed, he groomed a lot of those girls to, you know, so they thought they were doing, you know, not what was right, but what they needed to do to get him to stop.
And now
you
know, Louis C.K.'s
so
in
get something,
Me Too jail along with all these people and all he did was
show his dick.
Consensually masturbate in front of people.
Well, thank God he didn't do it in a plant.
I think he should be out of jail. Kevin Spacey's going to be in a movie. They're releasing it.
I think
it.
That whole Kevin Spacey thing, I mean,
I think that's exaggerated.
I don't know if it was exaggerated, but it is a pretty typical story for young gay males who are not necessarily out of the closet, but definitely gay, for someone older, not to creepily do anything, but just show them the ropes and like kind of get them and have
ropes of what?
Did they tell you this at the NAMBLA meeting, Adam?
I know. I don't.
Well, in the kid's defense, he did have unclean thoughts about Abraham Lincoln a little bit earlier.
Steph,
I know that this sounds wrong and bad.
I know.
But talk to anyone and not like in a molestation way.
Hey.
But how old was the kid when this happened? I don't even remember.
14, 15.
Yeah.
All right, maybe that's too young. I just know a lot of gay men who
there was
have
just
had
a movie celebrating
experience.
This. There was just a movie that did very well and got Oscar nominations
right.
that celebrated that whole thing.
The peach fucking
call
movie.
Call me by your name.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have to address this. Thank you for letting me know because I didn't know that. And I will say that, okay, I didn't know all that. So I have to pull it back a little bit and say that, you know, that's pretty shitty. But I don't think she should be inserting herself.
I agree.
Into the Anthony Bourdain thing.
I feel like she has made this. She's made everything about her at this point, which to
because she's like reclaiming it now, right? Because she was a victim, and now she's maybe I don't know, had some clarity, or maybe she's in a manic phase or something.
I think
she saw Cosby get his, and so now she's, I mean, everything's reinforcing what she originally wanted. It's just now she's got another strike at it.
Yeah, her Schadenfreude is like off the charts.
So what is this Weinstein thing where there's allegedly Mossad agents that go around and kill people?
Dude, that's real. Yeah.
Is it real?
This shit is real. And I mean, they infiltrated for a year. Rose McGowan thought she had a friend, a confidant. And it was one of these people. And they pay them hundreds and thousands of dollars to insert themselves in people's lives to control the narrative of whatever's happening.
Really?
Yeah, this is real shit.
Now, where are you reading all this stuff?
Online, on the intranets. But look it up. I mean, seriously, it's for real.
Now I feel really bad.
I mean, Rowan, what's his face?
Atkinson?
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
Roger Bean
broke the story. No.
He didn't say anything. He just gestured and mumbled.
But you know, what's his face?
Woody Allen's kid.
Frank Sinatra's kid.
Ronan Farrow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he verifies that this is legit.
Frank Sinatra's 90-year-old decrepit body pounded me. So
read Ronan Farrow's whole thing of this. That dude is probably... You realize he went to college when he was 12, graduated from college when he was 12 or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
He is so unbelievably smart. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, and here's the thing. I know that I was wrong when this whole conversation started. So if you stuck through it.
Tim loves Rose McGowan now.
No, I still hate her.
Watch
yeah,
this,
I mean,
I feel bad what I said about that Kevin Spacey thing now. I feel like that was
Should we
wrong.
Cut all this out? Should we cut it out or leave it in?
Leave it in.
Yeah, this is not.
Leave it in. But I do want to say we're talking about reality of situations and not what I necessarily think is right or wrong.
Right, okay, that's true.
Very true. And I'm not like, it's not like I'm some champion for women. I mean, honestly.
No, but if it's real, it's real.
Yeah.
I hate all the fucks in the world that are getting away with shit. I hate them all, and I wish they all would pay.
Yeah,
especially when they're in a position of power like
Absolutely.
That over someone.
I would love to see everybody go down.
And as with everything else, you start off with something that's real, and then 8 million other things pop up, like Morgan Freeman, who didn't do anything
but
wrong.
But not go down in like a Bill Cosby kind of way.
Or Jamie Foxx, who tapped some lady on the head with his dick.
Oh, what happened to Jamie Foxx? Oh, how'd he get involved?
He was
with
drunk at a party and he was trying to get a blowjob, and the chick said no, and he slapped her across the face with his dick, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. That's happened to all of us.
In 2004.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, she never said anything for 15 years.
Why did she go to the cops?
Because they didn't know he was going to be as popular. I mean, he was just Wanda at the time.
You know, so I watch enough episodes of Law & Order SVU to not have to go, why didn't they go to the cops?
What's the statute of limitations on dick slapping, though?
2 weeks. So you're off the hook for the dead shit.
Yeah. It has to leave a mark. Is what I'm saying.
She went to the hospital afterwards or something, didn't she?
She had a panic attack.
She had a dick bruise.
That's so sick.
Yeah, because
she went and got one of those Magnum ice creams.
Her.
Is what she got.
her
uncle did it to her.
I'm saying
that's why she had a panic attack.
She had dick flash
because it like brought her back, right? It like, triggered.
Anyway, rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain.
That's the worst tribute ever.
But I think he would have enjoyed it. Actually,
you know what though? I listened to. I don't know if you listened to. Mark Maron's 2011 interview. He ran it last week. It was so good. And I mean, there's a lot of things I didn't know about Anthony Bourdain. He was such a cool guy, and he was just so into, you know, global everything and trying anything. And he was completely against right wing whatever. And he was buddies with Ted Nugent. He was all about, why can't we find something that we have in common and let's expound on that?
Right.
We don't have to agree on everything.
And his shows are interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
He cared about people.
He was just a all-around hip dude.
Yeah. And he liked
He cared
living.
About the show to the integrity of the show. Because do you remember when they were like pretending that they were going like diving for those squid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guys from the boat or whatever just throwing dead squid into the water. Yeah. He had to pretend that like he was still doing it and he hated it. He got super drunk when they got on land and then filmed a really drunk dinner. That was fun.
He was so honest.
Yeah.
And he was so honest about his shortcomings. Like he would tell you, I'm not a great chef. I'm not that great. I mean, and he would talk about how he would lie to all these restaurateurs and tell them how amazing he was. And he was really horrible. And then he would fuck up the restaurant and it would close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he carried the name.
He did.
Yep.
Well, right. He's a hell of a guy.
Sorry, Rose McGowan, if you're listening.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to, like, shame you. I'm sorry. And I
don't feel shamed. I feel stupid for having a theory and then having it blown out of the water.
Well, you have to
by fact
overlook me though. I'm a very angry person these days. So
why
I
are you angry?
I hate everybody.
Don't hate.
I'm sorry. It's just the world in general is. I haven't been angry since my 20s, and it's so back.
You got middle-aged angst.
Yes,
building
it's just,
up.
Oh God, I've been listening to Pantera so much lately, and just driving really fast, and just having all these visions of being a vigilante with like shedding skin playing in the background. And I haven't done that since I was like 26.
Wow. Like Tommy Shaw says, relax, take it easy.
I mean, I need to start doing drugs again.
Yeah, Frankie, that'll help.
Yeah.
Frankie says relax.
Don't do it.
You gotta relax. You're gonna slide a cock in that tight
butthole. Work it.
Yeah.
Ow.
All right, let's do staff picks super, super quick because I want to get out of here.
Let's
I don't
taste
have
this
one.
Pickle drink.
No, we're not tasting that pickle.
Yes, we are.
Of course you are. It's there in front of you.
All right, taste the fucking pickle drink, Dustin.
This has annoyed Tim from the start.
Well, I don't want to share a straw with 8 people.
Drink out of the cup.
You have
your own
straw.
You have a straw right there.
I want to share a straw.
What's it taste like?
Like I said, I would rather accept one than drink it. That's bad.
No, Steph? I'm not tasting it.
Well, you're tasting it.
I'm going to get acid reflux. No, here, I'll taste it.
You just might.
Here we go.
Autumn.
Here, Autumn. I'm holding it up to the microphone right now.
How is it?
Doing bong hits.
Interesting.
Smell it. It is dill flavored?
All right, I'll taste it.
She put her mouth out.
I don't have anything.
Ew, God, ew.
Is it dill?
It's like baby vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's not something you expect to see or to feel.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's really bad.
What are they competing with, IHOP or something? What are they doing this for?
It's Sonic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Hey, IHOP are being idiots.
It
We're
going
to do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's got a very McDonald's pickly pickle taste to it.
So it's not sweet.
Ooh, that's nuts.
You guys are telling me it was bread sweet. No, it's sweet. That's the bad part.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like sweet dill.
Do you know when I was a kid, you remember when I used to collect stickers? The stickers and you scratched them and they sniffed them? It tastes like the pickle
smelled.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone, Burger King now has sauerkraut brine.
Sauerkraut Slurpee.
Oh, it's like you mixed gasoline with Kool-Aid.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah.
It has a lingering, dill flavor.
Yeah. It's like peak
it's
coolant.
Like you just ate pickles.
Yeah. It doesn't need sweetness.
That is revolting.
I mean, the thing that lingers is the dill pickle.
Right. Yeah.
That's horrific.
I'm cutting out all that Me Too stuff. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know. God, now I have
to
do
that. You have to watch every season of Charmed before next week as penance.
How do you know I haven't already watched it?
No, just watch that one horror movie that she did with Ben Affleck.
Scream.
Not Scream, the other one that she with Ben Affleck. I love that movie.
He was the bomb in Phantoms.
I watched that movie.
Yeah, that's it, Phantoms. Yeah.
Where she and her boyfriend pick up a hitchhiker and they end up having tons of Generation X.
Generation
X.
Doom Generation.
So much semen.
Oh, where the guy licked it off his hand?
Ew.
Like to taste myself.
All right, next week on the show, we will not be talking about semen with Brian Silverbacks and Caleb Harden. We will be talking about comic books, cons, and geeky shit, so don't you worry
Dustin,
about
you know
that.
This Brian Silverbacks, dude? Have you met him, or you just know him from online?
Just online.
Yeah.
Ira will be back after that. Also, on July 11th, we will be speaking to Lisa Yazek.
Yes.
Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
From Georgia Tech and the James Cameron docuseries, The History of Sci-Fi. I've watched the first 2 episodes. I'm getting caught up.
Oh, you're going to love it.
And Steph, you are taking the lead on that one.
I am. Yeah. I'm very excited about it. So we're all going to have our favorite sci-fi movies, and we're going to talk, she's going to tell us how she got into it, and we're going to all talk about why we love sci-fi. You know, it'll just be a big, geek fest.
Awesome. I don't have a staff pick, so Dustin, you're the guest. Do you have a staff pick?
I've got, actually, ironically, the last time I was on, I talked about Letterkenny and how it was only available in Canada, but it was so good. Hulu has picked it up, and they're going to start putting season 1 and season 2 on July 13th.
Now, where is Letterkenny?
Letterkenny's outside of Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to put that on, and so everybody can finally get to see that in the States. It's really good.
Cool.
Let's see. The movie that we wanted to... My wife was like, don't bring up... she was like, Wind Talker.
No, it's got Hawkeye from the
Alan
Avengers
Alda
movies. No,
the Avengers. Jeremy Hawkeye. Renner.
Jeremy Renner, and it's set in Alaska.
Oh, it's got the big rape scene in it.
In the
it?
Indian reservation.
Yeah,
yeah. And it kind of it's a very standard. You think kind of a standard procedural mystery whodunit kind of movie, but then it veers off at the end. It's really good. We watched it twice because we fell asleep the first time, not because of the movie, but just because of us. And I said I'd bring it up.
Okay, cool.
Where's Jay and Silent Bob reboot gonna shoot? Has he said anything yet?
He hasn't said anything, but I was hoping it was gonna be here.
No, what I do you mean a reboot? Jay and Silent Bob get rebooted.
It's got fun. Yeah. It's got funding. Kevin Smith's
new, other people new are going to play Jay and Silent Bob.
No,
actually, he's going to have how many? Just over 100.
Yeah,
but they're celebrities. They're bring-ins. Everybody's going to be a Jay and Silent Bob in the movie.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
And what was the other one? Oh, Moose Jaws.
Yeah,
Moose
Jaws. One.
His third Northern trilogy's gotten funding too, so it's going to be Jaws with a moose.
Nice.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, my main staff pick is this documentary. It was like from 2012. It's in Amazon Prime called Bannon.
Uh-huh.
Now, we all know station wagons are my favorite mode of transportation. But then my second would be the 1970s custom deluxe van. Where
it's like the carpet and the bed in the back.
Oh, the whole, mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole shebang. The
conversion van.
Yes,
teardrop mirror,
yes,
or teardrop window.
On yeah.
The obnoxious paintings on the side, jacked up in the back. You got the dual exhaust. I fucking love them. Vannon is so much fun. You guys especially would love this because it is like a white trash fiesta. It is so much fun. And like, within the first 2 minutes, when they show this behemoth sitting in the lawn chair, and she goes, "That's right, the Van Nats, the Van Nationals." She calls them the Van Nats. I was like, "Oh, I'm so in." It's so good. So definitely watch it. It's only like 58 minutes long. It's all your voices. It's like the whole Finger Lakes people have come together with these vans.
Oh yeah.
And they show, dude. They show like the progression of it. From this has been going on for 40 years, 44 now, but. So they show all these people that were into vans in the 70s. They were all hot and young because vans were so popular then. I remember being a kid, that was like one of my dream cars.
Oh, they had all those movies about tooling around in your van.
Yeah. Exactly. And so now, flash forward, all those people are old and fat and covered in hair now, and they're still doing it.
It's sweet.
Oh, God. But it's really good. So watch Van, and you'll like that. And then my little side stat pick is the season 2 of Goliath, that Billy Bob Thornton show.
Uh-huh.
It's premiering on Amazon Where's Friday.
It ain't got no gas in it.
It's a good show. I mean,
let's go Van.
If you're a Billy Bob fan, why you go Van and watch it? You like it. But watch Van, and I'm telling you, you'll love it.
All right, Jeff.
Mine is at 12 Monkeys, the final season's the fourth and final season. It's airing across 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
starting the 15th with 3 episodes on Sci-Fi.
Cool.
It's a really good show.
So it'll do 3 episodes a week?
I don't know if they're going to do 3 every week or they're going to do 3 the first week and then 1 episode the next 3 weeks.
Mm.
But I think it's only like 6 episodes. So
it's a good series.
Yeah, it is really good. All the Impractical Jokers have made cameos on there.
Right.
Yo.
Yeah, your staff pick.
I don't have much. We got a Roku because we're right on top of that technology. And we also got Hulu, which is also a service that is new for our home.
You'll be able to watch Letterkenny soon.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch Letterkenny.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that's all right down. And then also, turns out all the Real Housewives of Anything You Want is on there with every season.
Holy
God.
The Real Housewives of Shunk, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They have one in Potomac, which makes no sense because Potomac is not a place.
It's
no
a river.
Potomac. It's a river.
Yeah.
Anyway. So anyway, anybody who else is interested in that?
Anyway.
I got real excited when Real Houses of New York season 1, episode 1 was on there. And then I found out all 10 seasons. So I was pretty excited. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you, Autumn. Thank you, Dustin Lawler.
No problem.
And apologies to everybody who got upset by my rant about Rose McGowan. May or may not be in this episode. So if you're hearing this and
hey,
it's not in the episode.
Leave her alone. She was arrested for cocaine.
Yeah. Now that, I believe, is bullshit. I think she's being railroaded for that. So, okay. Yeah. Bringing it back around.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. She's Harvey still annoying.
Yes. Okay. Until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Steph, how's your clavicle?
What is your clavicle?
It's sore.